Today, we have Aaron Parfitt. Yes. Aaron Parfitt in the studio. You are a paparazzi.
Yeah.
In the UK.
I am, yeah.
How old were you when you became a pap? And what made you want to do it?
So I actually just fell into it. I didn't want to become a pap. Before I did this, I was an actor. I was doing acting for TV. I was doing extra work. And I kind of just fell into it. So I did a bit more digging as I was young. And I realised there was more money in it. So that's really how I became a pap.
Oh my God. And how old were you?
I was 14.
Because that's young.
I was actually called the youngest pap in Britain. I actually got approached by Channel 4 to do a documentary about being the youngest pap in Britain. But at the time, I was quite young. So
that's mad, because you don't hear of that.
No, definitely. It's definitely a weird job to have, because obviously most of my friends have jobs in shops and things like that. And obviously, you don't think of someone my age becoming a pap. Most of the people I know that are paps are like in the 40s and 60s.
You get this visual of like a someone in their 50s, like a man like hunching the bushes.
Yeah. Like people think a paparazzi, oh, they always think, oh, they hang outside bushes and things like that. And it's not really like that.
No.
Don't get me wrong, they are quite older than me and I am very young, and it's like a weird job to do.
Yeah.
But it's so interesting.
So with, like, being papped, obviously there is this image of, like, as we were saying, in the bushes, da da da. We all know that that's not how that works. How does a setup shoot work? How does that work? Does a celeb contact you? What does that look like? So
either a celebrity will text me, an agent, a restaurant or a bar, and they'll say, we've got this person going in. Or if it's a celebrity, they'll say, I'm going to this restaurant at like 7 o'clock. Can you be there to get me going in?
Yeah.
And I'd literally turn up, do some pictures, and that's it, really.
That's it.
Yeah, depending on the celebrity, they might want to take a cut of the money from the pictures, or sometimes they just want to be papped because they need to be papped to be seen as relevant.
How much money, if you don't mind me asking, can you make from a photo, like from the like the least to like the highest?
The least would be £2.50.
Right.
So if there's more than one paparazzi there, it's non-exclusive. So you're selling it for like £2.50.
Yeah.
But then I know photographers that have made fortunes enough to buy houses in London.
Wow.
That have made fortunes. But obviously, these are exclusive pictures and it's like a worldwide showbiz exclusive.
Who in the UK makes the most money for paps?
So for me, because I can only speak from my experience, it would be people like Molly May, Colleen Rooney, people like that. They're always in demand. They always need to be photographed. Not that they always want to be photographed, but they need to be photographed.
That's interesting. Because you were in the Life After Love Island documentary and you were talking about going to Spain and stuff.
Yeah.
So you will pay for a trip to Spain for like a day or so.
Yeah.
How does that work?
So I will contact a certain celebrity and say, do you want to go to Spain? I will pay for their hotel and their flights, and we will literally fly out to Spain, shoot about 6-7 sets of bikinis, and then we'll stick them out throughout the months to the press.
So you'll just put out like Daily Mail,
everything. Like such and such scene, papped on a beach, enjoying life in Spain.
Because we see those photos all like every week.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people think, oh, scummy paparazzi, they're always hanging around and where they're not wanted. Where most of the time, my percentage, 90% of my work is set up, like the celebs ring me and things like that. Don't get me wrong, I do go like and turn up to places where I'm not invited, but most of my work is like reality TV, so it's easy because they'll text me and say, here, I'm going there.
Yeah. You were saying before how a lot of celebs, when they first, you know, say come out of a reality TV show, they'll kind of do anything to be papped, and then somewhere along the lines they'll kind of flip the switch and be like, don't photograph me. So does that happen?
Yeah, it can. Not so much now, because I like to build a relationship with these people. I want to work with them all the time, where I can just text them and say, do you want to do this, do you want to do that? But yeah, it does happen. I've built people up before now, like celebrities, and I've got them in the press and they're getting on the mailing line, and then sometimes they can get a bit too big for the boots and be like, well, I don't need to be papped anymore. But unfortunately, that's not how it works. They can't just flick that switch and say, oh yes, I want to be papped today, but on Monday I don't want to be papped.
You did sign up for it.
Yeah, exactly. You signed up for it. You can't flick the switch. You either want it or you don't. And if you want it, happy day is great. But if you don't, at the same time, you can't just pick and choose.
Yeah. And also, there's layers. So like, there's like reality TV star in the UK, and then there's Hollywood A-listers. Like, it's not like they're where they're like, please don't photograph me from day dot. Yeah. Like, you have called me.
Yeah, to ask you to, exactly. You know? Like, to be fair, like some of these Z-listers from the UK that are photographed, to be fair, they can be hard work. Like, right. I photographed the Queen before now. I have photographed Meghan and Harry, and they are much easier to work with. Not that they've rang me, yes, but they are much easier to work with in terms of, like, the security will say, stand here, you'll get the shot. Yeah. Whereas some of these, like, reality TV stars from the UK can be so picky, like, no, I don't want this, or I want to edit this picture and things like that. And it's like, hang on, just remember where you came from.
And remember where you are.
Yes, and they're photographed and they get on the Daily Mail. Yeah. They're seen as relevant. And yeah, when they're relevant, companies will then see them on the mail online and say, right, they're relevant, we need to book these for shoots. Like, Boohoo will book certain Love Islanders and things like that. That's because they're seen in the press, they're seen as relevant, and obviously brands need faces to obviously sell their products. So it works both ways, really. Like, we'll get them papped, they're happy to be papped, and then they'll get bookings off like a clothing brand and things like that.
Yeah, it's a mutual, like, you'll get paid and then they'll get a lot from it, to be honest.
Yeah, like, sometimes they don't see it like that. When they come out of, like, things like Love Island, they don't realise they need to be papped to stay in the press, because then we can get them work. Although, obviously, we're not directly getting them the work. Being on the Mail Online, it's, like, one of the most viewed websites in the world. And if you're on the Mail Online, people are going to see that and go, oh, she'd look good on our brand, or he'd be good for us, and things like that.
And, like, you've got to be seen to be noticed.
Yeah, because if you come off the show, there was a girl from Love Island that came off the show. She was actually from Ireland.
Oh.
And she came off the show, she thought, oh, I'll get loads of work from this. Because there's not many paparazzi in press in Ireland.
Very
she
true.
Went back to Ireland, and that was it. She was over.
Yeah.
Because there was nothing there for her. Like, she wasn't getting papped, and then she was easily forgotten about. Such a lovely girl, but she was just forgotten about.
Yeah, in my head, I feel like I kind of know who you're talking about, because I, as you said, like, the Irish media is non-existent. Paps don't exist.
Yeah.
They don't exist.
No.
It's not a thing. Celebrities as a concept in Ireland is not a thing.
Mm.
You have your Maura Higgins, who gets all her work in the UK.
Yeah.
So, like, she, yes, she's Irish, but she's, you know, if she moved back to Ireland today, like, I don't know, like, I think she'd, like, you need to be in the UK to be, like,
definitely
getting that work.
Maura's smashing it, actually.
Smashing
it. She's brilliant.
Is there any story that stands out with you in terms of... You did smile.
I'm trying to think what you're going to say.
But, like, in terms of, like, any just, like, mad celeb story...
Oh, there's always something. This girl was on Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother. There was a scandal, a massive scandal with her. You'll know who
it
is.
I think I know who it is.
And so when she came off the show, she was in hiding because obviously this wasn't good for her career, what she did.
Yeah.
And I got a text one Friday night. I was at home and I got a text saying, Roxanne Pallett, because that's who it was.
I remember very
well. Roxanne Pallett's in Krispy Kreme's at the Trafford Centre. She's on a date. So I was like, right, okay. I was like, I don't buy it. I was just sat at home and I just got a text, and I was thinking, the girl said her name was like Mary and she worked at Krispy Kreme's, and I was thinking, well, I don't know anyone called Mary that works at Krispy Kreme's. So anyway, I just was texting her going, send me a picture of her so I know, because I didn't want to get there and it was a load of rubbish, because I've had that before now. And yeah, so she was texting me saying, well, if you're not going to come, I'll text another pap. And I was like, well, how does she have all these paparazzi's number?
Yeah.
So I sent my mate down. I says, I can't be bothered going.
Yeah.
Can you just drive past and see if she's in there? So he drives past and she was sat in the window with this guy. And I was like, something doesn't add up here. It's just really weird. So then I get an Uber, I go down to Krispy Kreme's, and we shoot these pictures from the back of a car, because it needs to not be like it's been set up. And anyway, I just thought of it. And then when she came out of... So we were shooting pictures through the window of her on this date with a guy. And then when she came out, she got into the car with this guy. We was papping her. She had no idea we was there. Or, well, we thought she had no idea we was there.
Right.
And then... it just didn't add up. I was like, this is so weird. So, cut a long story short, a few months later, she kind of dropped herself in it. It was her texting me. There was no Mary from Krispy Kreme's. Yeah, she was Mary.
Oh, my God.
She was texting me, and I was like, what the hell? Like, crazy.
That is mad.
Yeah. Not long after her stint on Big Brother, and obviously it
but
didn't
that was
go.
Bad.
Yeah, it didn't go down well for her.
I'm surprised that she wanted to be popped at all, though.
Exactly, because she went into hiding. But
yeah.
I suppose she needs to be seen to be papped. Although it wasn't the best of stories for her, she needed to be seen to be papped on this date.
How do celebs respond to you when they see you out? Are they like, no, or they're like loving it?
They're loving it. Well, I like to build relationships with them. I don't just want them to ring me up and say, oh, just come and pat me here. I like to see them as friends. I want them to ring me and text me and say, oh, I'm going here, I'm going there. I try and be as nice as I possibly can to them. I let them go through the pictures at times if they want to, but that's only because I want more work with them. I'd rather work with them than against them. Although some situations it can be difficult, because when you build relationships with these kind of people, there's some situations with pictures, or like, you can't take pictures of them. And like, I don't like the, like, certain celebs don't want to be photographed with boyfriends or things like that, or seen out dating. So you've got to respect that. But that's only because I see them as friends. I want them to ring me all the time. Whereas if it's people I don't really know, I don't care. I'll turn them over if
You'll
I have to.
You'll turn them over?
Yeah, if
who,
I have to.
Who would you be in contact with the most nowadays?
So it's mainly just like your Love Islanders. Or you. My thing is reality TV. So I like to cover all the Love Islanders, because to me, that's where my money's at. They're around of similar age to me, so they can relate to me. And I like to build these friendships up with them and give them a number. And I'll be like, just ring me anytime. Text me when you're in Manchester. Text me when you're going here. Like tonight, I've got a text from some TOWIE girls. They're going out tonight in Manchester, so I'm going to photograph them going into a club later on tonight. They literally just text me this morning and said, I'm going here at this time.
Yeah.
Can you be there? So I was like, yeah.
Can you please be there?
Yeah.
So do you edit your photos before sending them out? And also, where do the photos go?
So I sell my pictures to like all the national newspapers, like the Daily Mail, the Sun, and all the magazines. I also send them into an agency, so then they will distribute them out to worldwide. Like, they'll go to America, Australia, and Spain, and things like that.
Yeah, and you don't edit them?
No. So we actually get told off for doing this, because it's a pap picture. So paps are like, it's candid pictures, them walking out the street, them coming out into a shop or things like that. So no, I don't edit them, although sometimes celebs want to be edited. So I'll just say, I don't get paid enough to do that. So I'll give them the pictures, depending who it is. It's mainly with like pap pictures abroad. If we're doing bikini shoots, I'll say, here's the pictures, you do what you want, but do not edit them too heavily where you don't recognize yourself. So they'll just maybe airbrush them or things like that. But
smooth it.
I rarely let them do it, because we can get into trouble for
into
that.
Trouble.
Yeah.
Do you have any insight into like paps in America, because it's obviously on a different scale?
Yeah.
In terms of the Kardashians and stuff, obviously I think they pre-approve their photos before going.
Yeah,
do you know
I
anything about that?
So yeah, I heard they work with an agency, and then they'll get papped, and maybe they'll go through the pictures. I don't know, because I've not got the Kardashians' numbers. I've never had her text me yet.
Kim, if you're watching,
I'm like, awaiting that call.
Yeah. Oh my god. But no. But it's on a different scale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was actually in London last week. Me and my sister went to London, and we went to the London Eye. This was on a Friday. And then the week later, I see the pictures on the Daily Mail. She's going on the London Eye. If I'd have been there a week later,
my God,
I'd have been with
Kim. Imagine in the same little...
We could have maybe hooked up, swapped numbers.
Kim, I'll take your pickies. Oh my God, that's mad. Who have you photographed that the big people,
the big
queen?
Names. So I photographed the Queen, Meghan and Harry, I photographed the Beckhams.
And a lot of love, like a lot of reality.
A lot of
TV
Love
stars.
Islanders have photographed a lot of Strictly Come Dancing singers, footballers. I try and stay away from the footballers.
You said that they're not great to
work
with.
So footballers aren't the best because they're always doing things they shouldn't be doing.
True.
Like they go out on a weekend when they're not allowed to because there's rules with football, and obviously footballers don't want to be pats because it gets them in the paper and then they get in trouble and fined. A couple of years ago, so I photographed a footballer. He was a really nice guy, and I photographed him with his wife coming out of a restaurant, and then about 2 weeks later I bumped into him and he was like, "You got me in trouble," because he was out when he wasn't meant to be. But he didn't say that to me at the time. Yeah. So the pictures got in a paper and he was like, "I got fined for that." I was like, "Oh."
What do you mean fined?
So they get fined if they're doing things they're not allowed to be doing. They get fined by, I think it's the FA, like the football.
Really?
Yeah. So he got fined quite a few quid.
Stop that.
Probably like a week's wages or
something
like that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't until I did some more digging, and yeah, they get fined for things like that.
Oh my God. So they're probably like beat us.
Yeah. So I was like, "Well, you make enough anyway. Who cares?"
Because also, for a week. I know. You said, "I think you're going to be okay." Because obviously you work in Manchester. There's a lot of footballers here.
Yeah, definitely. The only footballer I tried to go out my way to do would be Jack Grealish.
Right, okay.
Because Jack Grealish, when he is drunk, is great to follow.
Really?
He's always doing something he shouldn't be, or he's always with someone he shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And yeah, I got a good set of pictures a couple of years ago of Jack Grealish. Absolutely steaming.
Hammered.
He couldn't walk, and he was with someone he shouldn't have been. And yeah, that set of pictures did quite well.
Really?
Actually, it did a bit of a front page paper and inside, and yeah, it was quite good.
That is what is the best outcome, a front page?
Yeah, well, it all depends on what it is. If you've got the pictures to yourself, exclusive front page, yeah, you can make quite a few quid on front pages. My day is just Instagram. So I'll spend about 10 hours a day going through Instagram looking to see who's in what restaurant, and then I'll turn up, pat them coming out. But sometimes they're like, "How did you know we was in there?" And I was like, I can't tell you that, but it's got nothing to do with you posting you in there.
Well, this
all.
Is the thing though. Do celebs purposely, will they like put their location up to be like, "Come find me"?
So yes and no. So a lot of celebs actually say to us, "How did you know we was in there?" And obviously we've seen it on Instagram, but they're like, literally, "How did you know?" And not that we tell them we've seen it on their Instagram, because they'll end up posting after they leave. But yeah, it's like they don't realise we have Instagram as well. We look through Instagram. Yeah, like Molly. So at
Molly
first,
May.
Yeah, Molly May. So at first, she came off the show. She was obviously new to it all. She was always posting in restaurants. She's always been like high demand for us. So we'd turn up within like 10 minutes, we'd be at that restaurant waiting for her to come out. And at the time, for about 2 years, she didn't clock on to the fact it was because she was putting Instagram posts up. And then now she literally posts about 6 hours after she leaves.
Right.
So if you see a post of hers on Instagram, I won't bother going down because she's not in there. She's at home.
Not.
She posts like 6 hours after she leaves now.
Clever.
Because we've turned up to restaurants before now and we've known like the door staff or whatever. And we're like, "Oh, is Molly May in?" And they're like, "Yeah, she left about 6 hours ago." We was like, "Oh." So she's only just posting that while she sat at home, probably laughing at us because she knows there's going to be paps outside a restaurant.
How much money can she make for a paper?
For a pap? To be fair, she's not a paper girl. It's just online she gets on. So it can be anything from £50 to £100 and things like that. It all depends on what the celeb's doing, if they're doing things they shouldn't be.
I thought it was going to be higher.
It can be. Yeah. It just depends on the situation, like what she's doing. Like also with a story as well, if there's a story surrounding it. Like when she got burgled last year, she got burgled. So we obviously, it's always about the first pictures. If they've been burgled or they're dating someone they shouldn't be, it's always about like the first pictures. That first picture sells the highest.
The highest. If a celebrity has like an Instagram story up and then you take a photo of them from the same kind of thing? Like, will that flop? So it doesn't matter. They've already got a story.
It can kind of kill us. So Instagram's good, but it's also bad. I like it because obviously celebs post, so I can be there within like 10 minutes. Unless they post like 6 hours after and I'm outside. And I'm like, literally living. But at the same time, Instagram can be good and bad because they could post a picture to try and kill or set a pictures off. And then the Daily Mail will ring and say, well, they've already posted like this picture, so why are we going
to
buy your pictures
when
this is on Instagram? It's free.
Yeah.
Which I get. Obviously, if you was controlling all the money and stuff, you'd be like, well, why am I going to pay when I can get it free? But at the same time, it can be good as well.
Yeah. Oh my God, I find this so interesting. It's so interesting.
Yeah,
because no one knows this stuff.
Yeah, because a lot of people think, oh, you hang out at trees. And not many people know that celebs call us and stuff, or, well, call me, because that's most of my work.
Yeah.
But it's because I just like to build them friendships with them.
There's different tiers. There's obviously different layers of reality TV. There's, you know, Love Island. There was Big Brother, but Big Brother didn't really make people, like, really famous. Not really.
It still got press, but it didn't make people famous. Love Island is your
that
top
was
one.
Your top one. Then you have like You're Married at First Sight. Yeah. That doesn't, for me, I don't see those celebs last as long. I'm sorry.
No,
I don't. Yeah. They kind of, right when they come out, they are kind of hot, but then the momentum just goes.
Yeah. They'll probably get more work, not with press, but they'll probably get like Instagram posts or TikTok posts and things like that. Because I don't really photograph them either, to be fair.
So you did the Life After Love Island documentary, which was really interesting.
Yeah.
Because they did kind of talk about how these kids are going, and I'm saying kids because they're usually in their early 20s.
Yeah.
Like, they're really young. They go on the show, they expect fame and fortune when they come out. And I'm sorry, but that is not guaranteed for everyone.
Yeah.
What was it like recording that show?
It was good because it was interesting because I've never done that type of show before. I was obviously careful with what I said because I've got quite a big gob and I've got no fun. I can get myself into trouble. I was careful with what I said, but it was really interesting. So when I did the interview, I was like, yeah, I'm happy with this, happy with that. And then it went out on TV. I actually asked them if I could see it before they put it out. And they was like, yeah, no, that's not how it works. Once you sign that contract, you've signed your life away.
A lot of celebs will, as like a crisis PR tactic, will like hire a pap to do like a staged shoot. Do you get many requests to be like, the press is calling me like a slag, I want to do like a shoot to make me look really like whatever, say Roxanne Pallett.
Yeah.
Do people, are people like, I literally need a stage shoot now to like sort this if it's a really bad situation?
Yeah, like their agents or the celebs themselves may, if there's a story in the press, like an affair story or something they shouldn't have been doing, their agents might say, oh, can we do a set of pictures in relation to the story? Or at the same time, we'll do a set of pictures and they'll be like, oh, but can you make sure they don't mention this? And I'm like, no, because I don't write the stories. I take the pictures. I can put in my caption who, what, where, when, and that's it. As for what gets written, is completely nothing to do with me.
You're not a journalist.
Like the other day, I photographed Kerry Katona out and about in Manchester, and she was with her fiancé, and her fiancé was trying to park up. And she said, do you know where he's parked? So I went, yeah, he's round the corner, because you can't miss her car. It's a bright green Lamborghini. So as I walked around with her to the car, because I wanted to do some pictures of the fiancé as well, there was police on the car. So I was like, oh, what's going on here? So I stopped and just started taking pictures. Well, and she was like, no, don't take pictures, it will get in the paper. I went, well, yeah, that is kind of my job. But then she wasn't bothered in the end. She just ignored me and just carried on and got in the car. And anyway, I was shooting all these police at the car and they were taking these details. And it was, they was there for about an hour. So then I sold them to the Sun newspaper and their headline was, cop stop, Kerry Katona pulled by police. But then apparently it turns out when the paper went to her agent for a comment, it turns out they were just admiring the car and they was interested in the car. So yeah,
that's so fun. That, talk about wrong place, wrong time, like getting papped with the police car.
Not a good look, is it?
Not the vibe. So going forward, you've been in this industry nearly 10 years.
Yeah.
No, yeah, over 10 years.
Yeah,
over 10
crazy.
Years.
That's crazy. Because I'm only 23. Look at all the grey hairs.
That's mad, but you've seen a lot, I'd say.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I've got lots of stories.
Seen a lot. Yeah, you seem like you have a lot. Like, I would say this industry would kind of make you feel older than you are, in the sense of, like, because you get really quick with, like, I don't know, like, you kind of can scope the scene.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know
this,
what I mean?
This age industry has aged me. Look at the grey hairs. 23.
There's none.
It's crazy.
What do you feel like going forward? How long do you see yourself? Like, is this it now till you retire? You're like, I love being a pap. Or do you think you're going to get bored of it, or what do you think?
Never say never. I'm happy with what I'm doing at the minute, but of course you don't know what's around the corner. Like, tomorrow I could get hit by a bus or something like that. I don't know. At the minute, I'm happy with what I'm doing. The money's good. I'm loving life. So for now, I'm going to be obviously carrying on with what I do. But then who's to say in like 2 years' time, I might want to move away abroad, or I might want to get back into acting.
So you did an interview for the Guardian newspaper about the WAG Wars.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so I was approached by the Guardian. They asked me to cover, like, life of a paparazzi, but they obviously wanted to know my opinion on the WAG War with Rebecca Vardy and Colleen. Obviously, we have Colleen Rooney up here in Cheshire, so we're always photographing Colleen because she's great to photograph. She's always in demand. The magazines and papers love her.
Really?
So, yeah, we know her routine day in and day out. We will sit and wait for her because she lives in Cheshire. She lives on a road where there's only a few shops. Mm-hmm. So we know, like, on a Friday, she'll go and do a food shop. On a Thursday, she goes to the gym. So we will sit on the main road and just wait for her to go in this coffee shop, come out, and we'll take a picture with the coffee shop, though. We let her get out the car first, because if she sees the pap, she won't go into the coffee shop.
Right.
So we let her go in the coffee shop and then pounce on her coming out the coffee shop.
Oh, my God.
So she's like, oh, there's no paps. And then about a minute later, there's paps everywhere because it's for Colleen.
Oh, my God, stop. But she she's been in the game a long time now.
Yeah.
So, like, does she kind of know that this is just this is it?
She's got to put up with it. Yeah, she does. Don't get me wrong. She can have her days where she'll go, fuck off, leave me alone.
Yeah.
And things like that. But she should be used to it now. Although, to be fair, I don't think she is, because some days she'll say, it's every day you're photographing me doing the same thing, which is mainly going into Costa and getting a coffee.
But does that still sell?
Yeah. Every day she's always been, like, packed. I don't know what it is, but she's always in demand. The magazines love her. So if we get a set of pictures on her, it's great.
Yeah.
Like, she'll go out like 3-4 times a week. So we're there waiting for her to go to the coffee shop.
To the coffee. And what did you think of, like, the WAG Wars?
Oh, I was amazed. I wish I was in the courtroom. In fact, I'd have paid to be in that courtroom.
Literally. Like, I'd say it was mad.
Yeah, crazy. I love it. But at the same time, I'm team Colleen Rooney.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
definitely.
Yeah. Oh, well, it was clever what you did, though.
Oh, Wagatha Christie.
No, literally, because with the close friend story.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it makes sense. And, I mean, she wasn't wrong.
Yeah, no, she wasn't. And I always said from day one, Rebecca's guilty of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you used to photograph Rebecca?
So I've never photographed Rebecca.
Really?
No, but I know stories. I've been told things and things like that. So I knew she was always guilty
Shady.
Of selling the stories.
Shady.
She's a snake.
Really?
Yes,
see, Colleen didn't, she wasn't trying to be photographed, whereas I think Rebecca was very much like trying to be in the scene.
I think she's a bit fame hungry, Rebecca.
Really?
Yeah. Whereas Colleen, she tries to keep that private life. Like, she doesn't want to be photographed, but at the same time, she knows she's going to, so she has no choice in that.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's quite private, Colleen, or tries to be. She's used to it now. She's married to a footballer. Like, what does she expect? She's going to be photographed.
Yeah.
To be fair,
you sign up for it.
Yeah, her pictures are worth more of her than Wayne Rooney. I'd prefer to photograph Colleen any day of the week than him.
Interesting.
Because she's in demand, whereas he's not. He's like,
this is the thing, because WAGs just came about. It was kind of in the 2000s, like Victoria Beckham and Cheryl.
Yeah.
And it was just a new concept, because it was like, these women are just like like people want to see glamorous women on the sidelines, like not on the sidelines, but like it's more exciting than the
they want to see glamorous, but they also want to see what these people get up to, like day in day out. They want to see them photographed with no makeup on, they want to see them buying milk, they want to see them doing everyday stuff, so they're normal, because they are normal people. They're just they're like me and you, but they've just got more money.
what do you think for going forward, what do you think we're going to see in the next 10 years? Like, do you think, what's the next wave? Because I don't know how many more seasons we're going to get of Love Island. That was a big cultural thing of, like, you know, these islanders. What's next? Like, Big Brother's coming back. What can we expect? Like, I feel like we're at a weird stage because it is, it's like limbo.
Yeah.
Because I feel like something's brewing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't know, because I think reality TV is still the thing.
Yes.
It's all about reality. That's where the money's at.
Yeah.
But at the same time, social media is massive. TikTok at the minute, it's all about TikTok at the minute. I don't know what it is. I don't know how to work it. I've never got it. But I know, like, all these clothing brands now are not wanting to use, like, the Love Islanders. They want TikTokers. Like, they're hiring TikTokers.
Interesting.
And I know, and this says a lot. So I know a girl who worked at Pretty Little Thing, and she was quite big at Pretty Little Thing, and she quit PLT to go and work for TikTok because clearly there was more money in it, because she quit PLT. She had like a good job at PLT, and she quit it, and she's now a full-time TikToker.
Oh my god, sorry. Do you know what's that? I actually was thinking about this on the way here. You need to be on TikTok, because you need to do I'm being deadly serious, you need to do talking videos about being a pap and like this type of thing, because I'm telling you, they'd blow up. No, seriously, that I was, while I was on the way here, it's like I need to say this, but like stuff that you do, like no one knows about that.
Yeah,
only you do.
Yeah,
do you know?
Yeah,
but yeah, any last words?
Thanks for having me. It's been great.
Amazing. Oh my god, this is
my first ever podcast.
I know, I can't believe that.
I know, it's madness, but you're, I'm not even more nervous anymore.
No, oh my god, you'll do more.
Yeah, I will do now. This has been fun.